My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. You want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Those must be comfortable shoes. I bet you could walk all day in shoes like that and not feel a thing. I wish I had shoes like that.
My feet hurt.
Mom always said there's an awful lot you can tell about a person by their shoes. Where they gone? Where they been? I've worn lots of shoes. I bet if I think about it real hard, I could remember my first pair of shoes. Mama said they'd take me anywhere. She said they was my magic shoes.
All right, Forrest. You can open your eyes now. Let's take a little walk around. How do I feel? His legs are strong, Miss Gump, as strong as I've ever seen. But his back's as crooked as a politician. But we're going to straighten him right up now, aren't we, Forrest?
Forrest!
Now, when I was a baby, Mama named me after the great Civil War hero, General Nathan Bedford Forrest. She said we was related to him in some way, and what he did was, he started up this club called the Ku Klux Klan. They'd all dress up in their robes and their bed sheets and act like a bunch of ghosts or spooks or something. They'd even put bed sheets on their horses and ride around. And anyway, that's how I got my name, Forrest Gump. Mama said that the forest part was to remind me that sometimes we all do things that, well, just don't make no sense.
All right. What are y'all staring at? Haven't you ever seen a little boy with braces on his legs before? Don't ever let anybody tell you they're better than you, Forrest. If God intended everybody to be the same, he'd have given us all braces on our legs.
Mom always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them. We lived about a quarter mile off Route 17, about a half mile from the town of Greenbow, Alabama. That's in the county of Greenbow. Our house had been in Mama's family since her grandpa's grandpa's grandpa had come across the ocean about 1,000 years ago, something like that. Since it was just me and Mama and we had all these empty rooms, Mama decided to let those rooms out. Mostly the people passing through, like from, Mobile, Montgomery, place like that. And that's how me and Mama got money. Mama was a real smart lady.
Remember what I told you, Forrest. You're no different than anybody else is.
Did you hear what I said, Forrest? You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different, Ms. Gump.
His IQ is 75.
Well, we're all different, Mr. Hancock.
She wanted me to have the finest education, so she took me to the Greenbow County Central School. I met the principal and all.
I want to show you something, Ms. Gump. Now, this is normal. Forrest is right here. The state requires a minimum IQ of 80 to attend public school, Mrs. Gump. He's going to have to go to special school. Now, he'll be just fine.
What does normal mean, anyway? He might be a bit on the slow side. But my boy Forrest is going to get the same opportunities as everyone else. He's not going to some special school to learn how to retread tiles. We're talking about five little points here. There must be something can be done.
We're a progressive school system. We don't want to see anybody left behind.
Is that Mr. Gump? Mrs. Gump?
He's on vacation.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
You don't say much, do you?
Finally, he had to try. It looked easy, but... oh, what happened? First,
Mama, what's vacation mean?
Vacation?
Where Daddy went.
Vacation's when you go somewhere and you don't ever come back.
Anyway, I guess you could say me and Mama was on our own. But we didn't mind. Our house was never empty. They was always folks coming and going.
Mama, it's summer!
Mama, that sure looks special.
Sometimes we had so many people staying with us that every room was filled with travelers, you know. Folks living out of their suitcases and hat cases and sample cases. One time a young man was staying with us and he had him a guitar case.
Forrest, I told you not to bother this nice young man.
Oh, no, that's all right, ma'am. I was just showing him a thing or two on the guitar here.
Well, all right, but your supper's ready if y'all want to eat.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you, ma'am. Say, man, show me that crazy little walk you just did there. Slow it down some.
You ain't nothing but a...
I like that guitar. It sounded good. I started moving around the music, swinging my hips. This one night, me and Mom was out shopping, and we walked right by Vincey's Furniture and Appliance Store. And guess what?
You ain't nothing but a...
Some years later, that handsome young man who they called the King, well, he sung too many songs. Had himself a heart attack or something. Must be hard being a king.
You know, it's funny how you remember some things, but some things you can't.
You do your very best now, Forrest.
I sure will, Mama.
I remember the bus ride on the first day of school very well.
Are you coming along?
Mama said not to be taking rides from strangers.
This is a bus to school.
I'm Forrest Gump.
I'm Dorothy Harry.
Well, now we ain't strangers anymore. Tiger. can sit here.
You know, it's funny what a young man recollects, because I don't remember being born.
I don't recall what I got for my first Christmas, and I don't know when I went on my first outdoor picnic, but I do remember the first time I heard the sweetest voice in the wide world.
You can sit here if you want.
I had never seen anything so beautiful in my life. She was like an angel.
Well, are you going to sit down, aren't you? What's wrong with your legs?
I'm nothing at all, thank you. My legs are just fine and dandy.
I just sat next to her on that bus and had a conversation all the way to school.
My back's crooked like a question mark. These are the mainly straight
and narrow.
Next to Mama,
no one ever talked to me or asked me questions.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama's as stupid as a stupid does.
And Jenny.
I'm Forrest Gump.
From that day on, we was always together. Jenny and me was like peas and carrots. She taught me how to climb.
Come on, Forrest, you can do it.
I showed her how to dangle.
Good little monkey.
She helped me learn how to read. And I showed her how to swing. Sometimes we just sit out, wait for the stars.
Mama's gonna worry about me.
Just stay a little longer.
For some reason, Jenny didn't ever want to go home.
Okay, Jenny, I'll stay.
She was my most special friend. My only friend. And my mom always told me that miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so, but they do.
Hey, dummy! Are you bored or just plain stupid?
No, I'm Forrest Gump.
Just run away, Forrest.
Run, Forrest! Run away! Hurry!
Get the bike! Hurry up! Let's get it! Oh, look out, dummy! Here we come! Get you!
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!
We're back here, you!
Remember how I told you that Jenny never seemed to want to go home? Well, she lived in a house that was old as Alabama. Her mama had gone up to heaven when she was 5, and her daddy was some kind of a farmer.
Jenny?
He was a very loving man. He was always Jenny? Kissing and touching her and her sisters. And then this one time,
Ginny wasn't on the bus to go to school.
Ginny, why'd you come to school today?
Shh. Dad is taking a nap.
Ginny!
Come on!
Ginny! Where'd you run to? You better get back here, girl! Where you at?
Cry with me,
Forrest.
Cry with me. Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here.
Mama always said that God is mysterious. He didn't turn Jenny into a bird that day. Instead, he had the police say Jenny didn't have to stay in that house no more. She went to live with her grandma just over on Creekmore Avenue, which made me happy because she was so close. Some nights, Jenny'd sneak out and come on over to my house just because she said she was scared. Scared of what? I don't know. But I think it was her grandma's dog. He was a mean dog. Anyway, Ginny and me was best friends all the way up through high school.
Hey, stupid!
Quit it! Run, Forrest, run!
Hey, did you hear me, stupid?
Run, Forrest!
Get the truck, get the truck! Move it! Come on, get in the way, move it!
Run, Forrest, run!
Used to be, I ran to get where I was going. I never thought it would take me anywhere.
And there's Forrest Gump, Coach. Just a local idiot.
And can you believe it? I got to go to college, too. Me, but college was very confusing times.
Federal troops enforcing a court order integrated the University of Alabama today. Two Negroes were admitted, but only after Governor George Wallace had carried out his symbolic threat to stand in the schoolhouse door.
Governor Wallace, I take it from that statement that
you're going to stand in that door. What's going on?
Coons are trying to get into school.
Coons!
Well, raccoons trying to get on our back porch, Mama just chased them off with a broom.
Not raccoons, you idiot niggas. And they want to go to school with us.
With us? They do?
Shortly after Governor Wallace had carried out his promise to block the doorway, President Kennedy ordered the Secretary of Defense then to use military force. Here by videotape is the encounter by General Graham, Commander of the National Guard, and Governor Wallace.
because these National Guardsmen who are here today as federal soldiers are Alabamians, and they live within our borders, and they are our brothers. We are winning in this fight because we are awakening the American people to the dangers that we have spoken about so many times, which is so evident today, the trend towards military dictatorship in this country.
So at day's end, the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa had been desegregated, and students Jimmy Hood and Vivian Malone had been signed up for summer classes.
Ma'am, you dropped your book. Ma'am.
Governor Wallace did what he promised to do. By being on the Tuscaloosa campus, he kept the mob from gathering and preventing.
Wouldn't that go?
Nah, I couldn't be. Sure as hell was.
A few years later, that angry little man at the schoolhouse door thought it to be a good idea and ran for president. But somebody thought that it wasn't. But he didn't die.
What bus is here?
Is it the number 9?
No, it's the number 4.
It was nice talking to you.
I remember when that happened. When Wallace got shot. I was in college.
Did you go to a girls' college or to a girls and boys together college?
It was co-ed.
Because Jenny went to a college I couldn't go to. It was a college just for girls. But I'd go and visit her every chance I got.
Go back to my college now.
Forrest. Look at you. Come on. Come on.
Is your mother?
You have a dream, Forrest? Who are you
going to
be?
Who I'm going to be? Aren't I going to be me?
Well, you'll always be you, just another kind of you. You know? I want to be famous. I want to be a singer like John Baez. I just want to be on an empty stage with my guitar, my voice. Just me. I want to reach people on a personal level. I want to be able to say things, just one-to-one. Have you ever been with a girl, Forrest?
I sit next to them in my home economics class all the time.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. Oh. Oh.
It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, I'm dizzy.
But that never happened in home ec.
No. Think I ruined your roommate's back, though.
Ran by real fast because I played so much football. They even put me on a thing called the All-America team where you get to meet the President of the United States.
President Kennedy met with the collegiate All-American football team at the Oval Office today.
Now, the really good thing about meeting the President of the United States is the food. They put you in this little room with just about anything you want to eat or drink. And since, number one, I wasn't hungry but thirsty, and number two, they was free, I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
It's an honor, sir.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
Very good, sir.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
Very good, sir.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
I got it paid.
I believe he said he had to go pee.
Sometime later, for no particular reason, somebody shot that nice young president when he was riding in his car. And a few years after that, somebody shot his little brother, too, only he was in the hotel kitchen.
Must be hard being brothers. I wouldn't know.
Forrest Gump.
Now, can you believe it? After only 5 years of playing football, I got a college degree.
Congratulations, son.
Mama was so proud.
Forrest, I'm so proud of you. Here, I'll hold this for you.
Congratulations, son. Have you given any thought to your future?
Thought?
Hello, I'm Forrest. Forrest Gump.
How many years of hush you said who you are, puffball? You're not even a low-life scum-talking maggot. Get your baby ass on the bus. You're in the army now.
Saints, tight.
Tight.
At first, it seemed like I made a mistake, seeing how it was only my induction day and I was already getting yelled at.
Sit down if you want to.
I didn't know who I might meet or what they might ask.
You ever been on a real shrimp boat?
No, but I've been on a real big boat.
I'm talking about a shrimp catching boat. I've been working on shrimp boats all my life. I started out on my uncle's boat, that's my mama's brother, when I was about maybe nine. I was just looking into buying a boat of my own and got drafted. My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me Bubba. Just like one of them old redneck boys. Can you believe that?
My name's Forrest Gump. People call me Forrest Gump. So Bubba was from Biola-Battery, Alabama, and his mama cooked shrimp. And her mama before her cooked shrimp. And her mama before her mama cooked shrimp, too. Bubba's family knew everything there was to know about the shrimping business.
I know everything there is to know about the shrimping business. Matter of fact, I'm going into the shrimping business for myself after I get out the army.
Okay.
Go!
What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, Drill Sergeant.
God damn it, Gump! You're a goddamn genius. That's the most outstanding answer I've ever heard. You must have a goddamn IQ of 160. You are goddamn gifted, Private Gump. Listen up, people.
Now, for some reason, I fit in the army like one of them round pegs. It's not really hard. You just make your bed real neat and remember to stand up straight and always answer every question with, yes, Drill Sergeant.
Is that clear?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
What you do is you just drag your nets along the buck. On a good day, you can catch over 100 pounds of shrimp. Everything goes all right. Two men, shrimp in 10 hours. That's what you spend on gas. You
can... Done, Drill Sergeant!
Go! Why did you put that weapon together so quickly, Gump?
You told me to, Drill Sergeant.
Jesus H. Christ! This is a new company record. If it wouldn't be a waste of such a damn fine enlisted man, I'd recommend you for OCS, Private Gump. You are going to be a general someday, Gump. Now, disassemble your weapon and continue.
Anyway, like I was saying, shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp,
shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Nighttime in the army is a lonely time. We'd lay there in our bunks, and I'd miss my mama, and I'd miss Jenny.
Hey, Gump, get a load of the tits on her.
Turns out, Jenny had gotten into some trouble over some photos of her in her college sweater, and she was thrown out of school.
My baby does the hanky panky.
But that wasn't a bad thing, because a man who owns a theater in Memphis, Tennessee, saw those photos and offered Jenny a job singing in a show. The first chance I got, I took the bus up to Memphis to see her perform in that show.
That was Amber, Amber Flame. Give her a big hand, guys. Good job, Amber. And now, for your listening and viewing pleasure, direct from Hollywood, California, our very own Beatnik Beauty, let's give a big round of applause to the luscious Bobby Dylan.
Before you can call him a man, yes, and how many seas must the white dove sail
before her dream had come true?
She sleeps in the sand.
She was a folk singer.
Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're pulled up again?
Forrest, you can't keep trying to rescue me all the time.
They was trying to grab you.
A lot of people try to grab me. Just, you can't keep doing this all the time.
I can't help it. I love you.
Forrest, You don't know what love is. You remember that time we prayed, Forrest? We prayed for God to turn me into a bird so I could fly far, far away.
Yes, I do.
You think I can fly off this bridge?
What do you mean, Kenny?
Nothing. I gotta get out of here.
Wait, Kenny.
Forrest, you stay away from me, okay? You just stay away from me, please. Can I ride?
Where you going?
I don't care.
Get the truck.
So bye-bye, Jenny. They sending me to Vietnam. It's this whole other country.
Just hang on a minute. Listen, you promised me something, okay? Just, if you're ever in trouble, don't try to be brave. You just run, okay? Just run away.
Okay.
Jenny. I write you all the time. And just like that, she was gone.
You come back safe to me. Do you hear?
Told us that Vietnam was going to be very different from the United States of America, except for all the beer cans and the barbecue. It was.
Hey, I bet they shrimp balls in these water. They tell me these Vietnams is good shrimp. After we win this war, you take over everything, we can get American shrimp. Come out here and shrimp these waters. Just shrimp all the time, man. So much shrimp out here.
You must be my FNGs.
Morning, sir.
Oh, get your hands down. Do not salute me. There are goddamn snipers all around this area who'd love to grease an officer. I'm Lieutenant Dan Taylor. Welcome to Fort Platoon.
What's wrong with your lip?
I was born with big gums, sir.
Well, you better tuck that in. Gonna get that caught on a tripwire. Where are you boys from in the world?
Alabama, sir.
You twin?
No, we are not relations, sir.
Look, it's pretty basic here. Stick with me, and learn from the guys that have been in country a while, you'll be all right. There is one item of GI gear that can be the difference between a live grunt and a dead grunt. Socks. Cushion sole, OD green. Try and keep your feet dry. When we're out humping, I want you boys to remember to change your socks whenever we stop. Me calling will eat a grunt's feet right off his legs.
Sergeant Sims!
God damn it, where is that sling rope I told you to order?
I put in the requisitions that battalion.
Yeah. Well, you call those sons of bitches.
Lieutenant Dan sure knew his stuff. I felt real lucky he was my lieutenant. He was from a long, great military tradition. somebody in his family had fought and died in every single American war.
God damn it, kick some ass.
Come on, Lieutenant.
Get on it.
I guess you could say he had a lot to live up to.
So, you boys are from Arkansas, huh? Well, I've been through there. Little Rock's a fine town. Now, go shake down your gear, see the platoon sergeant, draw what you need for the field. You boys are hungry. We got steaks burning right over here. Two standing orders in this platoon. One, take good care of your feet. Two, try not to do anything stupid like getting yourself killed.
I sure hope I don't let him down. I got to see a lot of the countryside. We would take these real long walks.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
And we were always looking for this guy named Charlie.
Pull it up!
Hold on point!
It wasn't always fun. Lieutenant Dan was always getting these funny feelings about a rock or a trail or the road, so he'd tell us to get down. Shut up.
Get down! Shut up!
So we did. Now, I don't know much about anything, but I think some of America's best young men served in this war. There was Dallas from Phoenix. Cleveland, he was from Detroit.
Hey, Tex. Man, what the hell's going on?
And Tex was... Well, I don't remember where Tex come from.
Nothing. Well, platoon, on your feet. You've got 10 clicks to go to that river. Move out. Oh.
The good thing about Vietnam is there was always some place to go.
Fire in the hole!
Check out that hole.
And there was always something to do. One day, it started raining, and it didn't quit for 4 months. We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain, and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways, and sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath. Shoot, it even rained at night.
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, Bubba.
I'm going to lean up against you. You just lean right back against me. This way, we don't have to sleep with our heads in the mud. You know why we a good partnership for us? Because we be watching out for one another. Like brothers and stuff. Hey, folks. Something I've been thinking about. I got a very important question to ask you. How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me?
Okay.
Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp to pay off the boat. So many pounds of gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together. Split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, folks, all the shrimp you can eat.
That's a fine idea. Bubba did have a fine idea. I even wrote Jenny and told her all about it. I sent her letters, not every day, but almost. I told her what I was doing and asked her what she was doing and told her how I thought about her always and how I was looking forward to getting a letter from her just as soon as she had the time. I'd always let her know that I was okay. Then I'd sign each letter, Love, Forrest Gump.
Something happening here.
This one day, we was out walking like always. And then, just like that, somebody turned off the rain and the sun come out. Soon, I was all by myself, which was a bad thing.
Bubba!
Bubba was my best good friend. I had to make sure he was okay.
Bubba!
And on my way back to find Bubba, well, that was this boy laying on the ground.
Tex.
I couldn't just let him lay there all alone and scared the way he was. So I grabbed him up and run him out of there. Every time I went back looking for Bubba, somebody else was saying, "Help me, Forrest, help me."
Here.
I started to get scared that I might never find Bubba.
I know my position is danger close. We got Charlie all over this area. I gotta have those fast movers in here now. Over.
Lieutenant Dan, call him Dan!
I know he's dead. My whole goddamn platoon is wiped out. God
damn it. What are you doing?
Just leave me here. Get away. Just leave me here. Get out. God, I said leave me here. God damn it.
Legley Miss 6, Legley Miss 6, this is Strongarm. Be advised, your fast movers are inbound at this time. Over.
Then it felt like something just jumped up and bit me.
Hey, stop there! Bit me!
Ah! 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 Hey, son of a bitch! Ah!
get in there.
You pull me out of there, goddamn you.
Where the hell do you think you're going?
Here, Cub.
I got an airstrike inbound right now. They're gonna nade the whole area. Don't you stay here, goddammit. That's an order.
I gotta find Bubba!
Okay, Forrest. I'm okay.
Oh, Baba, no.
No, I'm gonna be all right.
If I'd have known this was going to be the last time me and Bubba was going to talk, I'd have thought of something better to say.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, Forrest. Forrest, why didn't this happen?
You got shot. Then Bubba said something I won't ever forget.
I want to go home.
Bubba was my best good friend. And even I know that ain't something you can find just around the corner. Bubba was gonna be a shrimping boat captain, but instead he died right there by that river in Vietnam.
That's all I had to say about that.
It was a bullet, wasn't it?
A bullet that jumped up and bit you. Oh, yes, sir. Bit me directly in the buttocks. They said it was a $1 million wound, but the Army must keep that money because I still ain't seen a nickel of that $1 million. The only good thing about being wounded in the buttocks is the ice cream. They gave me all the ice cream I could eat. And guess what? A good friend of mine was in the bed right next door.
Lieutenant Dane,
I got you some ice cream.
Lieutenant Dane, ice cream.
It's time for your bath, Lieutenant.
Harper? Cooper? Larson? Webster? Gump? Gump?
I'm Forrest Gump.
Tuttle? Nichols? Bicknell? Johnson?
Gump, how can you watch that stupid shit? Turn it off.
You are tuned to the American Forces Vietnam Network. This is Channel 6. Zion. Good catch, Gump. You know how to play this? Come on, let me show you. Hey. Now, the secret to this game is no matter what happens, never, ever take your eye off the ball.
For some reason, ping pong came very natural to me.
See, any idiot can play.
So I started playing it all the time. I played ping pong even when I didn't have anyone to play ping pong with. The hospital's people said it made me look like a duck in water. Whatever that means. Even Lieutenant Dan would come and watch me play. I played ping pong so much, I even played it in my sleep.
Now, you listen to me. We all have a destiny. Nothing just happens. It's all part of a plan. I should have died out there with my men. But now, I'm nothing but a goddamn chipper. A legless freak.
Look, look, look at me. You see that? Do you know what it's like not to be able to use your legs?
Well, yes, sir, I do.
Did you hear what I said? You cheated me. I had a destiny. I was supposed to die in the field with honor. That was my destiny. And you cheated me out of it.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Gump? This wasn't supposed to happen. Not to me. I had a destiny. I was Lieutenant Dan Taylor.
You're still Lieutenant Dan.
Look at me. What am I gonna do now? What am I gonna do now?
BFC Gump?
Yes, sir!
As you were. Son? Been awarded the Medal of Honor.
Guess what, Lieutenant Dan? They want to give me a...
Ma'am?
What'd they do with Lieutenant Dan?
They sent him home.
Two weeks later, I left Vietnam.
The ceremony was kicked off with a candid speech by the president regarding the need for further escalation of the war in Vietnam. President Johnson awarded four medals of honor to men from each of the armed services.
America owes you a debt of gratitude, son. I understand you were wounded. Where were you hit?
In the buttocks, son.
Oh, that must be a sight. I'd like to see that.
After that, Mama went to the hotel to lay down.
So I went out for a walk to see our nation's capital.
All right, I got the best. What do you want me to do with them? What are you doing here so late? We've been waiting for
you. It's a good thing Mama was resting, because the streets were awful crowded with people looking at all the statues and monuments, and some of them people were loud and pushy.
Okay, follow me. Come on, let's move out.
Everywhere I went, I had to stand in line. There was this man giving a little talk, and for some reason he was wearing an American flag for a shirt.
I'm gonna bring up some soldiers.
And he liked to say the F word a lot. F this and F that. And every time he said the F word, people for some reason, well, they'd cheer. Thing I could say about the war in Vietnam.
Well, there's only one thing I could say about the war in Vietnam. In Vietnam,
that's right on, man. You said it all. What's your name, man?
My name is Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Moment of my life. Jenny and me was just like peas and carrots again. She showed me around and even introduced me to some of her new friends.
Shut that blonde man and get your white ass away from that window. Don't you know we're in a war here?
Hey man, he's cool. He's cool. He's one of us.
Let me tell you about us.
What the hell?
Our purpose here is to protect our black leaders from the racial onslaught of the pig, who wishes to brutalize our black leaders, rape our women, and destroy our black community. Hey man, stop
that. Who's a baby killer?
This is my good friend I told you about. It's Forrest Gump. Forrest, this is West. Wesley and I live together in Berkeley, and he's the president of the Berkeley chapter of SDS.
Let me tell you something else. We are here to offer protection and help for all those who need our help. Because we, the Black Panthers, are against the war in Vietnam. Yes, we are against any war where black soldiers are sent to the front line to die for a country that hates them. Yes, we are against any war where black soldiers go to fight and come to be brutalized and killed in their own communities as they sleep in their beds at night. And yes, we are against all these racist and imperial dog acts.
I shouldn't have brought you here. I should have known it was just going to be some bullshit hassle.
He should not be hitting you, Jenny.
Come on, Forrest.
Sorry I had a fight in the middle of your Black Panther party.
He doesn't mean it when he does things like this, he doesn't.
I would never hurt you, Jenny.
I know you wouldn't, Forrest.
I wanted to be your boyfriend.
That uniform is a trip, Forrest. You look handsome in it. You do.
You know what?
What?
I'm glad we were here together in our nation's capital.
Me too, Forrest.
We walked around all night, Jenny and me, just talking. She told me about all the traveling she'd done. How she discovered ways to expand her mind and learn how to live in harmony, which must be out west somewhere, because she made it all the way to California.
Hey! Anybody want to go to San Francisco?
I'll go.
Far out!
It was a very special night for the two of us. I didn't want it to end. Wish you wouldn't go, Jenny.
I have to, Forrest.
Jenny? Things got a little out of hand. It's just this war and that lying son of a bitch, Johnson. It would never hurt you. You know that.
You know what I think? I think you should go home to Greenbow, Alabama!
Forrest, we have very different lives, you know.
I want you to have this.
Forrest, I can't keep this.
I got it. Just by doing what you told me to do.
Why are you so good to me?
You're my girl.
I'll always be your girl.
Gone out of my life again.
Look
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I thought I was going back to Vietnam, but instead they decided the best way for me to fight the communists was to play ping pong. So I was in the special services, traveling around the country, cheering up all them wounded veterans and showing them how to play ping pong. I was so good that some years later, the Army decided that I should be on the All-America ping pong team. We were the first Americans to visit the land of China in like a million years or something like that. Somebody said world peace was in our hands, but all I did was play ping pong. When I got home, I was a national celebrity. Famous or even in Captain Kangaroo.
Here he is, Forrest Gump, right here. Gump. Forrest Gump, John Lennon.
Welcome home.
It's been quite a trip. Can you tell us, what was China like?
In the land of China, people hardly got nothing at all.
No possessions?
And in China, they never go to church.
No religion, too?
Ah. Hard to imagine.
Well, it's easy if you try, Dick.
Some years later, that nice young man from England was on his way home to see his little boy and was signing some autographs for no particular reason at all. Somebody shot him.
They gave you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Now that's Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan!
They gave you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, sir, they surely did.
They gave you an imbecile, a moron who goes on television and makes a fool out of himself in front of the whole damn country, the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's just perfect. Yeah, well, I just got one thing to say to that. God damn bless America.
Lieutenant Dan said he was living in a hotel, and because he didn't have no legs, he spent most of his time exercising his arms.
Everybody's talking at me.
Take a right.
I don't hear words saying.
What do you do here in New York, Lieutenant Dan?
I'm living off the government check.
People stopping.
Hey, are those boys? I'm walking here. Get out.
I stayed with Lieutenant Dan and celebrated the holidays.
You have a great day. Hurry home. God bless you.
Have you found Jesus yet, Gump?
I didn't know I was supposed to be looking for him, sir.
That's all these cripples down at the VA. That's all they ever talk about. Jesus this, and Jesus that. Have I found Jesus?
They even had a priest come and talk to me. He said, God is listening, but I have to help myself. Now, if I accept Jesus into my heart, I'll get to walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Did you hear what I said? Walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Well, kiss my crippled ass. God is listening. What a crock of shit.
I'm going to heaven, Lieutenant Dan.
Oh? Well.
Before you go, why don't you get your ass down to the corner and get us another bottle of Ripple?
Yes, sir.
We're at approximately 45th Street in New York City at 1 Astor Plaza. This is the site of the old Astor Hotel.
What the hell is in Bayou Labatry?
Shrimp and boats.
Shrimp and boats? Who gives a shit about shrimp and boats?
I gotta buy me one of them shrimp boats as soon as I have some money. I made me a promise to Bubba in Vietnam that as soon as the war was over, we'd go in partners. He'd be the captain of the shrimp boat, and I'd be his first mate. But now that he's dead, that means I gotta be the captain.
Our shrimp boat captain.
Yes, sir. A promise is a promise, Lieutenant Dan.
Now, here then! Private Gump here is gonna be our shrimp boat captain.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy, in the day that you are a shrimp boat captain, I will come and be your first mate.
If you're ever a shrimp boat captain, that's the day I'm an astronaut.
Yeah, what are you waiting about?
Oh. Who are you? Hook your pen.
My name is Forrest. Forrest Gump.
This is a cunning Carla and long limbs Lenore.
Well, you've been baby cakes, huh? You know, you should have been here for Christmas because Tommy brought a man on the house and gave everybody a turkey sandwich.
Well, I had to. Company.
Hey, we was just there. That's a Times Square. Don't you just love New Year? You can start all over. Everybody gets a second chance.
It's funny, but in the middle of all that fun, I began to think about Jenny. Wondering how she was spending her New Year's night out in California. Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say. Don't you love her ways? Want to be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her? Sorry I ruined your New Year's Eve party, Lieutenant Dan. She tastes like cigarettes. I guess Lieutenant Dan figured there's some things you just can't change. He didn't want to be called crippled.
just like I didn't want to be called stupid.
Happy New Year, Gump.
The U.S. ping pong team met with President Nixon today at an Oval Office ceremony.
Wouldn't you know it? A few months later, they invited me and the ping pong team to visit the White House. So I went, again, and I met the President of the United States again. Only this time, they didn't get us rooms in a real fancy hotel.
So are you enjoying yourself in our nation's capital, young man?
Yes, sir.
Well, where are you staying?
It's called the Hotel Ebbot.
Oh, no. I know of a much nicer hotel. It's brand new, very modern. I'll have my people take care of it for you.
Security, Frank Wells.
Yeah, sir. You might want to send a maintenance man over to that office across the way. The lights are off and they must be looking for a fuse box or something, because them flashlights, they're keeping me awake.
Okay, sir, I'll check it out.
Thank you.
No problem.
Good night.
Good night.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office. As I recall the high hopes for America, which was the second.
But come.
Yes, sir!
As what? I have your discharge papers. Service is up, son.
Does this mean I can't play ping pong no more?
For the Army, it does.
And just like that, my service in the United States Army was over. So I went home. I'm home, Mama.
I know.
Louise!
Now, when I got home, I had no idea, but Mama had had all sorts of visitors.
We've had all sorts of visitors, Forrest. Everybody wants you to use their ping pong stuff. One man even left a check for $25,000 if you'd be agreeable to saying you like using their paddle.
Oh, but Mama, I only like using my own paddle. Hi, Miss Louise.
Hey, Forrest. I know that. But it's $25,000, Forrest. I thought maybe you could hold it for a while. See if it grows on you.
That Mama, she sure was right. It's funny how things work out. I didn't stay home for long because I'd made a promise to Bubba, and I always try to keep my promise. So I went on down to Biolabatry to meet Bubba's family and make the introduction.
Are you crazy? Or just plain stupid?
Stupid is stupid does, Mrs. Blue.
I guess.
And, of course, I paid my respect to Bubba himself.
Hey, Bubba, it's me, Forrest Gump. I remember everything you said, and I got it all figured out. I'm taking the $24,562.47 that I got, that's left, after a new haircut and a new suit, and I took Mom out to a real fancy dinner, and I bought a bus ticket and 3 Dr. Peppers.
Tell me something. Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is and stupid does, sir. Well, that's what's left after me saying. When I was in China on All-America Ping Pong Team, I just loved playing ping pong with my Flexolite ping pong paddle. Which everybody knows isn't true, but Mama said just a little white lie, so it wasn't hurting nobody. So anyway, I'm putting all that on gas, ropes, and new nets, and a brand new shrimping boat.
Bubba had told me everything he knew about shrimping, but you know what I found out? Shrimping is tough.
I only caught five.
A couple of boys could have yourself a cocktail. Hey, you ever think my name is so bold? It's bad luck to have a boat without a name.
I'd never named a boat before, but there was only one I could think of. The most beautiful name in the wide world. Heard from Jenny in a long while, but I thought about her a lot, and I hoped that whatever she was doing made her happy. I thought about Jenny all the time.
My sea legs.
Well, you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
Yes, I know that. You wrote me a letter, you idiot. Well, well, Captain Forrest Gump. I had to see this for myself. And I told you if you were ever a shrimp boat captain that I'd be your first mate. Well, here I am. I am a man of my word.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't you be thinking that I'm going to be calling you sir.
No, sir.
My boat.
Which way?
Over there! They're over there! Get on the wheel and take a left!
Okay!
shrapnel, Lieutenant Day.
Okay, so I was wrong.
Well, how are we going to find them?
Well, maybe you should just pray for shrapnel. Still breaking out.
So I went to church every Sunday. Sometimes Lieutenant Dang came too, though I think he left the praying up to me. No shrimp.
Where the hell's this god of yours?
It's funny Lieutenant Dan said that, because right then, God showed up. Now me, I was scared, but Lieutenant Dan, he was mad.
Come on! You call this a storm? Oh, you son of a bitch! Oh, it's time for a showdown! You and me! I'm right here! Help me get there! You never think this bomb!
Hurricane Carmen came through here yesterday, destroying nearly everything in its path. And as in other towns up and down the coast, BioLabatry's entire shrimping industry has fallen victim to Carmen and has been left in utter ruin. Speaking with local officials, this reporter has learned, in fact, only one shrimping boat actually survived the storm.
Louise! Louise, that's Forrest!
After that, shrimping was easy. Since people still needed them shrimps for shrimp cocktails and barbecues and all,
we were the only boat left standing. Bubba got shrimps what they got. We got a whole bunch of boats, 12 Jennies, big old warehouse. We even have hats that say Bubba Gump on them. Bubba Gump Shrimp. It's a household name.
Hold on there, boy. Are you telling me you're the owner of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Corporation?
Yes, sir. We got more money than David Crockett.
Boy, I heard some whoppers in my time, but that tops them all. We were sitting next to a millionaire.
Well, I thought it was a very lovely story. And you tell it so well, with such enthusiasm.
Would you like to see what Lieutenant Dan looks like?
Well, yes, I would.
That's him right there. And let me tell you something about Lieutenant Dan.
Forrest. I never thanked you for saving my life.
He never actually said so, but I think he made his peace with God.
For the second time in 17 days, President Ford escaped possible assassination today.
Base to Jenny 1. Base to Jenny 1.
Jenny 1, go, Margaret.
Forrest had a phone call.
Yeah, well, you have to tell him to call him back. He is indisposed at the moment.
His mama said.
Alice Fromm, a follower of Charles Manson, better known as Sweetie, attempted to assassinate the president and was shaking hands.
Where's Mama?
She's upstairs.
Hi, Forrest.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
We sure got you straightened out, didn't we, boy?
What's the matter, Mama?
I'm dying, Forrest. Come on in, sit down over here.
Why are you dying, Mama?
It's my time. It's just my time. Oh, now. Don't you be afraid, sweetheart. Death is just a part of life. Something we're all destined to do. I didn't know it, but I was destined to be your mama. I did the best I could.
You did good, Mama.
Well, I happen to believe you make your own destiny. You have to do the best with what God gave you.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're going to have to figure that out for yourself. Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
I will miss you, Forrest.
She had got the cancer and died on a Tuesday. I bought her a new hat with little flowers on it. And that's all I have to say about that. Didn't you say you were waiting for number 7 bus?
There'll be another one along shortly.
Now, because I've been a football star and a war hero and national celebrity and a shrimping boat captain, and a college graduate, this city falls of Greenbow, Alabama, decided to get together and offered me a fine job. So I never went back to work for Lieutenant Dan. Though he did take care of my Bubba Gump money, he got me invested in some kind of fruit company. And so then I got a call from him saying, we don't have to worry about money no more. And I said, that's good. One less thing. Now, Mama said there's only so much fortune a man really needs, and the rest is just for showing off. So I gave a whole bunch of it to the Four Square Gospel Church. And I gave a whole bunch to the Bay of the Battery Fishing Hospital. And even though Bubba was dead and Lieutenant Dan said I was nuts, I gave Bubba's mama Bubba's share. You know what? She didn't have to work in nobody's kitchen no more. And because I was a gazillionaire and I liked doing it so much, I cut that grass for free. But at night time, when there was nothing to do, and the house was all empty, I'd always think of Jenny. Thank you.
then, she was there.
Hello,
Forrest. Hello, Jenny.
Jenny came back and stayed with me. Maybe it was because she had nowhere else to go. Or maybe it was because she was so tired because she went to bed and slept like she hadn't slept in years. It was wonderful having her home. Every day we'd take a walk, and I'd jabber on like a monkey in a tree, and she'd listen about ping-ponging and shrimping and Mama making a trip up to heaven. I did all the talking. Jenny most of the times was real quiet.
Rain.
Sometimes I guess there just aren't enough rocks. I never really knew why she came back, but I didn't care. It was like olden times. We was like peas and carrots again. Every day, I'd pick pretty flowers and put them in a room for her. And she gave me the best gift anyone could ever get in the wide world.
Just the honey.
She even showed me how to dance. And well, we was like family, Jenny and me. And it was the happiest time of my life. A good husband, Jenny.
You would, Forrest.
But you won't marry me.
You don't want to marry me.
Why don't you love me, Jenny? I'm not a smart man. But I know what love is.
I do love you.
Are you running off, too?
I'm not running.
Day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road, and when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms
of... When I got there, I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County. And I figured since I run this far, maybe I'd just run across the great state of Alabama. And that's what I did. I ran clear across Alabama. For no particular reason, I just kept on going. I ran clear to the ocean. And when I got there, I figured since I've gone this far, might as well turn around, just keep on going. When I got to another ocean, I figured since I've gone this far, I might as well just turn back, keep right on going. When I got tired, I slept. When I got hungry, I ate. When I had to go, you know, I went.
And so, you just ran.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm running.
think a lot about Mama, Bubba, Lieutenant Dane. But most of all, I thought about Jenny. I thought about her a lot.
For more than 2 years now, a man named Forrest Gump, a gardener from Greenbow, Alabama, stopping only to sleep, has been running across America. Charles Cooper brings his history.
For the fourth time on his journey across America, Forrest Gump, the gardener from Greenbow, Alabama, is about to cross the Mississippi River again today.
I'll be damned.
Sir, where are you running?
Why are you running? Are you doing this for world peace?
Are you doing this for the homeless?
Are you running for women's rights?
Or for the environment?
Or for animals?
They just couldn't believe that somebody would do all that running for no particular reason.
Why are you doing this?
I just felt like running.
I just felt like running.
That's you. I can't believe it's really you.
Now, for some reason, when I was doing seemed to make sense to people.
I mean, it was like an alarm went off in my head, you know? I said, here's a guy that's got his act together. Here's somebody who's got it all figured out. Here's somebody who has the answer. I'll follow you anywhere, Mr. Gump.
So, I got company. And after that, I got more company. And then, even more people joined in. Somebody later told me it gave people hope. Now, I don't know anything about that, but some of those people asked me if I could help them out.
Hey, man! Hey, listen, I was wondering if you might help me, huh? Listen, I'm in the bumper sticker business, and I've been trying to think up a good slogan. And since you have been such a big inspiration to the people around here, I thought you might be able to help me jump into... Whoa, man, you just ran through a big pile of dog shit!
It happens.
What, shit?
Sometimes... And some years later, I heard that that fella did come up with a bumper sticker slogan, and he made a lot of money off of it. Another time, I was running along, somebody who had lost all his money in the t-shirt business, and he wanted to put my face on a t-shirt, but he couldn't draw that well, and he didn't have a camera.
Here, use this one. Nobody likes that color anyway.
Have a nice day. Well, some years later, I found out that that man did come up with an idea for a t-shirt. He made a lot of money off of it. Anyway, like I was saying, I had a lot of company. My mom always said, you got to put the past behind you before you can move on. And I think that's what my running was all about. I had run for 3 years. 2 months, 14 days, and 16 hours.
Quiet, quiet, he's gonna say something.
I'm pretty tired. Think I'll go home now.
Now what are we supposed to do?
And just like that, my running days was over. So I went home to Alabama.
Moments ago, at 2:25 p.m., as President Reagan was leaving the Washington Hilton, 5 or 6 gunshots were fired by an unknown would-be assassin. The president was shot in the chest, and the assailant was
picked up the mail
by a half a dozen long.
One day, out of blue, clear sky, I got a letter from Jenny, wondering if I could come down to Savannah and see her, and that's what I'm doing here. She saw me on TV running. I'm supposed to go on the number 9 bus to Richmond Street and get off and go one block left to 1947 Henry Street, apartment 4.
Why, you don't need to take a bus. Henry Street is just 5 or 6 blocks down that way.
Down that way?
Down that way.
It was nice talking to you.
How you doing? Come in, come in.
I got your letter.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Is this your house?
Yeah, it's messy right now. I just got off work.
Nice. You got air conditioning.
Thank you.
I ate some.
Hey, I kept scrapbook of your clippings and everything. There you are. This, I guess you're running.
I ran a long way for a long time.
Over there. Listen, Forrest, I don't know how to say this. I want to apologize for anything that I ever did to you, because I was messed up for a long time, and...
Yoo-hoo! Hey!
Hi!
Hey, you!
This is my old friend from Alabama.
How'd you do? Listen, next week my schedule changes, so I'll be able to... But thanks.
No problem.
Gotta go, Jen. I'm double parked.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks. This is my very good friend, Mr. Gump. Can you say hi to him?
Hello, Mr. Gump.
Hello.
Hello. Can I go watch TV now?
Yes, you can. Just keep it low.
You're a mama, Jimmy.
I'm a mama. His name's Forrest.
Like me.
I named him after his daddy.
He got a daddy named Forrest, too?
You're his daddy, Forrest. Hey. Forrest, look at me. Look at me, Forrest. There's nothing you need to do, okay? You didn't do anything wrong. Okay? Isn't he beautiful?
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But is he smart?
He's very smart. He's one of the smartest in his class. Hey, go talk to him.
What are you watching?
Part 9.
To write on. Forrest, I'm sick.
What, do you have a cough due to cold?
I have some kind of virus, and the doctors don't know what it is, and there isn't anything they can do about it.
You could come home with me, Jenny. You and little Forrest could come stay at my house in Greenbow.
I'll take care of you if you're sick.
Would you marry me, Forrest?
Okay.
Please take your seat. Let's go.
Bars, it's time to start.
Lieutenant Dane.
Hello, Forrest.
You got new legs. New legs.
Yeah, I got new legs. Custom made. Titanium alloy. It's what they use on the space shuttle.
Magic legs.
This is my fiance, Susan.
Lieutenant Dane.
Hi, Boris.
Lieutenant Dane, this is my Jenny.
Hey, nice to meet you finally. Hey, Forrest. Were you scared in Vietnam?
Yes. Why? I don't know. Sometimes it would stop raining long enough for the stars to come out. And then it was nice. It was like just before the sun goes to bed down on the bayou. Those old million sparkles on the water. Like that mountain lake that was so clear, Jenny. It looked like there were two skies, one on top of the other. And then the desert, when the sun comes up, I couldn't tell where heaven stopped and the earth began. It was so beautiful.
I wish I could have been there with you.
You were.
I love you.
You died on a Saturday morning. I had you placed here under our tree. And I had that house of your father bulldozed to the ground. Mama always said dying was a part of life. I sure wish it was. Little Forrest, you're doing just fine.
But
about to start school again soon. I make his breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. I make sure he combs his hair, brushes his teeth every day. Teaching him how to play ping pong. Okay. He's really good.
Forrest, you go.
We fish a lot. And every night we read a book. And she's so smart, Jenny. You'd be so proud of him. I am. He wrote you a letter. And he says, I can't read it. I'm not supposed to, so I just leave it here for you. Jenny, I don't know if Mama was right or if it's Lieutenant Dan. I don't know if we each have a destiny or if we're all just floating around accidental like on a breeze. But I think maybe it's both. Maybe both is happening at the same time. I miss you, Jenny. If there's anything you need, I won't be far away. Okay. Hey, I know this.
I'm going to serve that for so-and-so because Grandma used to read it to you.
My favorite book. Yeah. Okay. Here you go. Hey, Forrest. Don't. I want to tell you I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
I'll be right here when you get back.
You want to stay in this bus to the school now, don't you?
Of course. And you're Dorothy Harris, and I'm Forrest Gump.
Thank you.